Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
December 2020, Microsoft files a patent to bring back dead loved ones as AI chatbots and harvested having seemingly learned nothing from Black Mirror. And then this patent here, brain-computer interface, hypnotic gang stalking, hypnotic trigger words, pain, anger, depression, implants are activated, and then the tinnitus. So one more thing. And here, just to backtrack a sec, the CDC zombie apocalypse preparedness website. So you don't think they're planning for this? It's on the CDC website itself, the zombie apocalypse preparedness kit.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. You still think the zombie apocalypse is far-fetched? Well, the engineered, scientifically backed, 100% New World Order controlled zombie apocalypse is a possibility. And I'll share with you some of the science and patents behind that in just a minute. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000. But Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Friends, I posted this video today on my site, thephaser.com. It's titled, "Do the Vaxxed Have Programmable Zombie Brain Implants?" Well, that's a loaded title for sure. However, the science that you're about to see is clear. And in this video, the uploader shared Dr. Arianna Love on the Stu Peters Show, referencing my recent info-packed interview with researchers Hope and Tavon from Free the World Project. Is the zombie apocalypse the CDC has been tongue-in-cheek warning about on their own website far-fetched? Not when you look at the science and the patents. Here's Dr. Arianna Love, and then stay tuned. I'm going to show you a portion of Hope and Tavon's research, citing magnetic vaccines, Operation Crimson Mist, remote magnetic manipulation of nervous systems, the purpose of which is to affect people's thoughts and behaviors, and genetically engineered magnetoprotein to control brain and behavior. If you think that clip from the movie Cell is just fiction, well, it's more likely predictive programming of what's coming. Here's Dr. Arianna Love.
They gave a presentation on Sargent Report, which I recommend everybody watch that. But a couple of things that she didn't mention in that report was about the BlackRock AI Aladdin. This is, seems to be a quantum computer that is computing everybody's data. So, you know, through this vaccine holocaust. And I think you should have her on to explain more about that. It's incredible, fascinating stuff. And then also they covered the MacBook, the Bluetooth signal is coming out of vaccinated people. And it's also coming out of the graves. And there's lots of evidence of it. You know, you can download an app in your phone and you can monitor the Bluetooth signals coming out of the vaccinated. So this technology, it's a liquid crystal micro receivers. This was also covered by La Quinta Columna. It can turn the brain into a zombie, literally. And let's see, I've got my notes here, reading from my notes. So it allows for remote magnetic control of the nervous system. It was also developed by DARPA. And there are patents and examples of brain manipulation in Hope's and Tavon's report. That's why I recommend people study it. They're also using a magnetic nanopowder for 6G technology, so to interface humans with the internet. They included a couple of links that prove that they are hooking people up to the internet. And there is a graph and a patent inside this report from Hope and Devon, and it's titled Patent Examples, Mental Manipulation. And this, I wanted to draw particular attention to this. It's a United States patent. It's entitled An Artificial Intelligence Machine Learning Perspective on Social Stimulation by DARPA. And there are some images here that show how the person is controlled. And these images show the somatic cells that are being used and how they're growing inside the body, inside the brain. And there's these little, like a neural network that looks like hydras. And this is mature DA, it's called. So what these are, and you know, they're building a new artificial brain inside of humans. And this is the proof, this is the evidence. It could be externally controlled magnetically, and the person can be manipulated, they could be lobotomized. We've talked about that before. And here's a graph showing that.
And how are they doing it? What's the mechanism that they deliver this control with?
Right, well, they're using these, they're growing organoids inside of the body, inside the brain. They're using transgenic hydrovirus that's genetically modified. They can use parasites, they can use worms. I found all the studies. I've reported on them on my website. These somatic cells, they grow inside the body. They become structures or like organs, like they cell signal. So they can, they set up their own neural network, basically, and they can build an entire brain from scratch. And scientists have been boasting about this and getting money for this. So basically, all of my clients that are vaxxed complain of electromagnetic radiation in their head region and like is it a movement in their head and something going up their spine and things moving under the skin.
Guys, I'll leave the links to my two-part interview with Hope and Tavon below. In part one, you'll find the evidence for the dead broadcasting Max signals from the grave, as well as the information about liquid crystal micro receivers that can be used to zombify. And in part two, you'll hear this section about magnetic vaccines, remote magnetic manipulation of nervous systems, genetically engineered magnetoprotein to control brain and behavior, and get this, magnetic nanopowder is now being used with 5G and 6G. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. If you think the 5G vax zombie apocalypse is fiction just like the movie Cell, well, here's Hope and Tavon with the science and the patents. Thanks so much for tuning in.
We're going to talk about, we're calling this the vaccinated brain, but just in general, we want to like show people that these bioweapons effects are not just physical. There's a whole mental cognitive aspect to what these vaccines could be doing to individuals. And we're going to show you some of the patents and some of the studies behind this that prove that there definitely is a mental effect. And we think that this might be an explanation for all the cognitive dissonance that we're seeing out there. I know we've got our own stories. I've heard a lot of people say, I try to tell people, but they just bring their kids into the vaccine clinic anyway. And there's just like this cognitive dissonance that's just running rampant on the planet right now, especially from people that are vaccinated. So first, we're going to talk about Dr. Pierre Gilbert, who back in 1995, he's French, so this is all translated into English. He was warning us about magnetic vaccines.
So here he is in his quote, "In the biological destruction, there are the organized tempests on the magnetic fields. What will follow is a contamination of the bloodstream of mankind, creating intentional infections. This will be enforced via laws that will make vaccination mandatory. And these vaccines will make it possible to control people. The vaccines have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields, where waves of very low frequencies will be sent. And through these low frequency waves, people will be unable to think. You'll be turned into a zombie. Don't think this is a hypothesis. This has been done. Think of Rwanda."
Think of Rwanda. So what is he talking about? He's referencing an event that happened in Rwanda that's known as Operation Crimson Mist. And so there's a story that we're linking to also in this in the background of this blog here. But what happened there is they're calling it electronic slaughter in Rwanda. American forces flew a plane with a microwave dish and beamed the Hutus. They were fighting with the Tutsis. They beamed one side with rage-inducing low frequencies, causing them to slaughter the Tutsis. And Amazing Polly did a video covering this too, and she brought something up really interesting. If they're beaming a crowd of people with two different sides, but they're all mixed together, they're beaming this crowd with a frequency, one of the sides, the Hutus, got enraged and slaughtered the Tutsis, but they didn't affect both sides of people. So she was wondering, were the bodies of the Hutus treated with something like a vaccine prior to being beamed with this microwave dish from the airplane? This is the kind of stuff that they've also employed the American forces, unfortunately, in places like Iraq. Mm-hmm. So there's a history behind this. And we've actually covered some of this in our book, Forbidden Tech, as well, especially the Iraq part.
Dr. Tom Bearden, we cited his work also in the book. And now remember, Dr. Pierre Gilbert here, this is 1995. He's talking about magnetic vaccines and he's implying that it was used clandestinely in 1995, Sean. So how long have they been using magnetic vaccines?
And when did chemtrails?
Again, a lot depending on who you talk to, a lot of people think it really went into full swing in the mid 90s.
The chemtrail program. Mm. So around the same time. Mm. So we're going to show you just a patent over here on the left is a patent that talks about remote magnetic manipulation of nervous systems. Here's a little diagram that's showing that you can have magnetic manipulation from an outside force, such as a microwave weapon or something.
Yeah, and in this case, they're taking the biopsy from this individual. They are manipulating the cells, inserting their technology that is responsive to electromagnetic fields.
Yeah, the nervous system and the brain. And the whole point of this is to affect people's thoughts and their behaviors in this way. And right here is just the title of an article that we've linked as well. This was prepared for DARPA, and it's called An Artificial Intelligence Machine Learning Perspective on Social Simulation. So these types of experiments have been going on for quite some time.
Beware when you hear the word simulation, by the way.
Yeah. Also, we're talking about magnetoprotein to control brain behavior. This is an article from The Guardian, which I got from the Vax Choice website, by the way, that Todd Callender told us about. So this is genetically engineered magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior. Researchers in the United States have developed a new method for controlling the brain circuits associated with complex animal behaviors using genetic engineering to create a magnetized protein that activates specific groups of nerve cells from a distance.
Right. And then we have another article below. Magnetoprotein could help magnets control brain circuitry. New technique may allow more precise and less invasive study of the brain. Inside Science. Genetic engineering can now help researchers use magnets to control nervous systems. Scientists have successfully controlled the behavior of zebrafish in mice with this research and suggest that one day it might help treat brain disorders in people.
And one more article here tying together this magnetic stuff. A magnetic nanopowder is now being used with 5G and 6G. This is from phys.org. Material scientists have developed a fast method for producing epsilon iron oxide and demonstrating its promise for next generation communication devices. Its outstanding magnetic properties make it one of the most coveted materials, such as for the upcoming 6G generation of communication devices and for durable magnetic recording. And just quickly, we're going to go over the latest 5G updates that have happened, at least in the last few months, specifically the ones first that come from what I call the BEAST system. So I think that the UN is one name that you can put on the BEAST system. So anytime they ever do anything, I'm always like watching and monitoring their actions. So this is coming from the World Economic Forum, teamed up with the UN. The WEF uses their own planned COVID-19 plan pandemic for the reason why we need more connectivity and begins what they're calling their 5G global accelerator plan. So you can check that out, see what their plans are for us, because they're definitely not slowing down with the 5G. I think they're using COVID as the reason to get this system out there as fast as they can. And then in addition, I found this really interesting. This is from the United Nations website on their press releases. Harness digital technology to protect peacekeepers, civilians, Security Council urges adopting presidential statement. So the UN is actually building these things called smart camps. And we're just questioning, are they run by 5G or 6G? From the UN press, China has funded projects to build smart camps and strengthening data sharing aimed at improving the safety of peacekeeping camps, which insert military operations there instead of peacekeeping, right?
Pedo camps, rape camps.
Sounds quite stupid if you ask me, not smart. To enhance the capacity of peacekeeping operations, right? So this is how they're running their whole operation, is using this technology. So we've got 2,000 cities worldwide have been turning on their 5G. So China and the United States, by the way, are the countries with the most 5G cities at 356 and 296 respectively. 5G networks were activated at a rate of almost two cities per day during 2021.
It's the middle of the lockdown.
Right? When everybody was locked down, that's how fast they were activating 5G.
A lot of contractors.
5G.
Yeah, on the street.
A lot of contractors on the street putting up these towers and activating the cities. And that's according to Viavi Solutions. And now we've got this new thing. They're putting 5G millimeter wave repeaters on streetlights.
So we have a company called Ubiquia. We'll use Movandi's technology to create a millimeter wave smart repeater that plugs into the streetlight photocell socket, the solar cell, within minutes. And the system is said to be compatible with 360 million existing streetlights worldwide to accelerate the broad 5G millimeter wave coverage and FWA deployment.
Yeah, that's one way to fry everybody. And then if now we've got 5G drones. That's a new thing as well. US Cellular and Ericsson today announced they have begun 5G testing at altitude using drone technology. These tests are the first of their kind with US Cellular's 5G network and lay the groundwork for future use cases of cellular connected drones in a variety of industries. And what comes to mind is, I don't know what movie it was, but there was a movie where they showed drones shooting people, running through a forest, and they were beaming people with stuff.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, that's what I think of. 5G drones, right?
Good always conquers evil. I believe that.
Every communist that comes to power, first thing they do, they depopulate. So it's not a conspiracy at all. The goal of these people is to establish global totalitarian state, global. So they need to depopulate globally and terrorize the rest of the people and subjugate them.